Funerary Epigram for Socrateia of Paro, Level 1. This Greek funerary stele bears a truly moving inscription. The text, composed of 9 elegiac couplets, records a dialogue between the deceased, Socrateia, and a passerby. In the opening lines, Socrateia introduces herself, recounting her story to the passerby. Daughter of Nicander, she was born on Paros, a Greek island in the Aegean Sea. After leaving her father's home, she married Parmenion, with whom she had 2 children. At the age of 36, however, cruel fate claimed her life. She died from the heavy bleeding while trying to give birth to her 3rd child, who remained in her womb forever. The passerby, moved by Socrateia's words, prays to Persephone, queen of the underworld, to guide the departed kindly into the afterlife. The epigram closes with the words of Socrateia herself, who asks the goddess to look kindly upon those who pause to offer her a greeting. The final line, inscribed in smaller characters, records the name of the poet, Dionysios of Magnesia. Brought to Venice from Greece before 1565 by the philologist Michel Sofiano, the inscription had a rather curious fate. It was split in two and entered the antiquarian collection of Giovanni Grimani, who donated 1/2 to the Statuario Pubblico della Serenissima. The other half, however, remained at Palazzo Grimani in Santa Maria Formosa, where it was seen in the 18th century by the Veronese scholar Scipione Maffei. Realizing that the two fragments belonged to the same monument, the remaining half was also donated to the National Archaeological Museum of Venice in the following century. Still today, a vertical fracture running through the stele bears witness to its conservation history. Based on paleographic elements, that is, the study of its lettering, the stele can be dated to the 2nd century AD. For further insight into the role of women in ancient Greece, listen to Level 2.